Safety First Shortcuts, knowledge for your digital everyday life. Our mini-series provides you with digital know-how in compact form. Experts from TÜV Süd and the Google Safety Engineering Center will explain and give helpful advice. My name is Schlingolmitzer. Today our topic is advanced protection, how to protect your accounts from attacks and data exploitations. With Moritz Wappner from TÜV Süd and Shuvo Chatterjee from Google Safety Engineering Center. Shuvo, what are the underlying challenges when it comes to protecting your accounts?
Something that we see at Google, especially in the account security side, is that we see sophisticated phishing attacks against some of our highest risk users. We see it against most of our users, but the sophisticated ones are against our highest risk users. We see for COVID-19, our teams of analysts and security experts who are tracking 270 targeted government-backed attackers, they really attacked COVID-19 researchers. We also saw in the period from July to September of last year, the same group of analysts and security experts sent out 12,000 warnings to users in 149 countries that they were being targeted by government-backed attackers. Top of mind in the U.S. right now is the U.S. elections. We see lots of efforts around sophisticated attackers, government-backed attackers, even non-government attackers, going after campaigns and in an effort to disrupt the election. Something that we also think about, not only the U.S. elections, but in other countries. You know, Germany has elections next year, also something that's top of mind for us. And so the thing that we try to think about is, how can we protect these high-risk users? And for us, the solution is advanced protection. This is the strongest level of protection that we offer for Google accounts. So these are enterprise accounts. These are accounts that the campaigns might be using, or research labs or universities. And this is something that anyone can sign up for, but we designed it mostly for these high-risk users. This provides a range of protections for these users, starting with the enforcement of security keys, which is the strongest level of phishing-resistant protection that we offer. It's something that Google instituted internally a few years ago, and since then, there have been no successful phishing-based attacks on Google employees. So we know that this works.
Moritz, what's your take on this?
The underlying challenge is that on the one hand, I think there is the technical protection measures, and on the other hand, there is also the human factor. So the technical protection measures needs to be consistently adapted and kept up to date. On the other hand, the human factor plays an important role when it becomes to protecting your personal account. For example, if you consider the password procedure, then there is the possibility from the technical point of view that you have, for example, two-factor authentication to make your account more secure. On the other hand, there is the responsibility of the person not to write down, for example, the password and use a post-it and take this post-it and put it on a monitor. So in this case, the technical solutions would be useless. The thing is that these technical measures can be as good as they may be, but if the person himself is careless, then it does not make any sense. So it's always like an interplay or an interaction between technical measures and how the human behavior is. So the most used attack is called social engineering. So people try to gather different information from different sources, and at the end, they have the possibility to put these pieces together. And then, for example, they can guess your password.
Who exactly is affected by this issue?
So we see attacks not only in the election space, but also journalists, activists, business leaders, political activists, the whole spectrum of people who there may be another party who has interest in terms of attacking their accounts. We build advanced protection to protect against this wide variety of attacks of these accounts. We think about journalists or activists or politicians or business leaders, people who are at higher risk of being targeted online based on who they are. So if you are an attacker, you might be trying to stop a journalist from publishing a story or stop an activist from the cause that they're fighting for, etc. We've seen that attackers are going after these people based on who they are, but a lot of the high-risk people aren't taking action. And so that's, again, where we talk about advanced protection, which is this one thing that you do that covers you through all the aspects of your Google account. And it's not just your Google account. If you think about what your Google account is tied to, it could be recovery email associated with your social media account. So once they get to your Google account, they could take over your social media account. It could be the password reset link from your bank. And so they try to get into your bank account, et cetera. So really protecting your Google account becomes more important if you think about it beyond just Google products as well.
And what kinds of solutions does Google offer?
So the Advanced Protection Program is a suite of protections that anyone can turn on for their G Suite or Google account. And it's the highest level of protection that we offer across various surface areas on your Google account. So the first part is making sure only you can log into your account. We use security keys, which are either physical keys or keys that are in your phone that verify that you physically have access to it, and therefore you are the person signing into your account. And then there are other protections such as deep scanning for malware and email attachments, as well as scanning for malware on Android or in Chrome downloads, etc. There's a long list of protections that we provide. And the goal there is to protect you across all the various surfaces by which you interact with Google, as well as with the outside world.
And what does TÜV SÜD recommend to its partners and customers?
We recommend our partners and customers that on the one hand, you have to use technically to use tools, which helps to prevent, for example, for brute force attacks or dictionary attacks on accounts. So yeah, a simple example, if you have three failure attempts on a account, then it's blocked for a time. So brute force is not possible anymore. So you can't attack it every second. On the other hand, it should be also that you, for example, use two-factor authentication for passwords, or you use captures for it, so that you have some double preventive measurements, so that the attacker cannot, attack you that easily. On the other hand, we say, okay, there should be also the responsibility, for example, from a company that they have different access rights or different access policies, and they need to review these access rights and policies after a certain time. So does it still make sense that certain people have access to sensitive data, or did they already left the company, for example, and they're still having access, and this could be used for an attack, for example. So onboarding, offboarding process.
Shuvo, Moritz, what's the main takeaway here regarding account protection?
So if you're part of any high-risk group, you should be signing for advanced protection. And when I say high-risk group, it's not only a certain individual, but people who are associated with that. So again, in the U.S. right now, it's election season, so elections are top of mind for us. But I would say if you're part of a campaign, for example, it's not only the principal who should be protected. It's all the campaign staff, but it's also the personal accounts associated with it. It would be the family members as well. Because when you're an attacker, you're trying to get in any way that you can. And so if you just protect some of the individuals, then attackers will go after other place people, try to compromise those accounts, and use that as a way to move laterally from account to account, et cetera. And so if you're part of a high-risk group, have the whole group protected by advanced protection. If you are someone who's being targeted based on who you are and the work that you're doing, you need to take the precautions to protect your account. And to do that, to sign up for advanced protection.
I think the main takeaway is that you should keep an eye on the technical tools as well as on the human factors. So I think both dimensions need a certain level of resilience. People need to be trained and technical systems need to be up to date. And I think you should keep in mind that the attackers have the possibility to gather information from all different sources. And at the end, those single pieces from all information, from a business side, from a private perspective, they give a complete picture. And this picture can be used to try to attack you or your account. So I think that's the main takeaway. Keep an eye on your password, change it after a certain time, review everything, use, for example, a password manager, and try not to to write down your password in your mobile phone or in any kind of book or something, which could be accessed from someone else.
Thank you both, and thank you for listening. That was an episode of Safety First Shortcuts, knowledge for your digital everyday life. You can listen to all our episodes on many different audio platforms, podcatchers, and at tufsud.com/podcast. Until next time.